Appendix 173, from the Companion Bible. Today, Luke 23.43, by E. W. Bullinger. The interpretation of this verse depends entirely on punctuation, which rests wholly on human authority, the Greek manuscripts having no punctuation of any kind till the 9th century, and then it is only a dot in the middle of the line separating each word. The verb to say, when followed by hoti, introduces the ipsissima verba of what is said, and answers to our quotation marks. So here, in Luke 23:43, in the absence of hoti equals that, there may be a doubt as to the actual words included in the dependent clause. But the doubt is resolved, 1, by the common Hebrew idiom, I say unto thee this day, which is constantly used for very solemn emphasis, as well as, 2, by the usage observable in other passages where the verb is connected with the gr. Semeron equals today. 1. With hoti, dash dash. Mark 14, 30, verily I say unto thee, that hoti, tis day. Thou shalt deny me thrice. Luke 4, 21, and he began to say unto them, that hoti, tis day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? Luke 5, 26, saying hoti equals that, we have seen strange things today. Luke 19, 9, Jesus said unto him that hoti, tis day, is salvation come to this house. For other examples of the verb to say, followed by hoti, but not connected with semeron, today, see Matt. 14, 26, 16, 18, 21, 3, 26, 34, 27, 4. Mark 1:40, 6:14, 15:18, 35, 9:26, 14:25, Luke 4:24, 41, 15:27, 17:10, 19, 7. 2. Without hoti. On the other hand, in the absence of hoti equals that, the relation of the word today must be determined by the context. Luke 22, 34, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, in no wise shall a cock crow today before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Here the word today is connected with the verb crow, because the context requires it. Compare him. 4, 7. It is the same in Luke 23, 43, and Jesus said to him, verily I say unto thee today, or this day one, when, though they were about to die, this man had expressed so great faith in Messiah's coming kingdom, and therefore in the Lord's resurrection to be its king, now, under such solemn circumstances, thou shalt be, with me, in paradise. For, when Messiah shall reign, his kingdom will convert the promised land into a paradise. Read Isa. 35, and see note on Ek. 2, 5. We must notice also the article before paradise. It is the paradise, this. The paradise of which the prophets tell in such glowing language, when the Lord shall come in his kingdom. CPS 67, 4,6, 72, 6,7, 16,17, Isa. 4, 2, 30, 23,24, 35, 1,2, 5,6, 41, 18,20, J. 31.5, 12, Zec. 34, 25-27, 36, 29,30, 47, 8,9, 12, Hose. 2:18, 21,22, Joel 3:18, Amos 9:13-15, Zec. 8:12. It has no connection with Babylon in Jewish and Romish tradition, but is a direct answer to the malefactor's prayer. His prayer referred to the Lord's coming and his kingdom, and, if the Lord's answer was direct, the promise must have referred to that coming and to that kingdom, and not to anything that was to happen on the day on which the words were being spoken. It is alleged that the Lord's promise was a reply to the man's thought. But this is an assumption for which no justification can be found. Moreover, How can we know what his thought was, except by the words he uttered? The Lewis Codex of the Syrian NT reads in v. 39, save thyself and is today. So the Lord's word, today, may have reference to the revilings of the one, as well as to the request of the other. 1. It is rendered, today, 18 times in the Gospels, Hebrews and James. But, this day, 23 times, 5 times in Matthew. Once in Mark. 4 times in Luke. 9 times in Acts. Once in Romans. Twice in 2 Corinthians. And, once in Hebrews. Return to main index page,